What day are you holding?
Day 47.
On?
Last time. Day 47. Chavetz Chaim, day 47. In this segment, Chavetz Chaim spoke. In this segment, Chavetz Chaim focused on the mitzvah to extend loans to a fellow Jew. Rechanan, someone needs 6 shekel. It's a mitzvah to lend them 6 shekel. The Torah says, to lend somebody monies. Someone needs money?
You don't know if
he's going to
pay.
Sure. No, that's a different story. If you need your money. That's a different story. I'm talking about a normal scenario.
If you don't find a job, you don't have
it. It's not a normal scenario where you think you can pay back. The person you think you can pay back, you can trust and pay back.
You don't have to let a guy steal.
Here we're talking about a guy, a normal person. He's still your friend?
He wants money to someone, and I know it.
He introduced it. He's going to pay the rent. He lied. Fine. So what happens? It's a mitzvah. You have to lend a loan to somebody. Like, it starts as in kesef tamedet ami. Right? It doesn't mean it's simple here.
It says,
which means it's a mitzvah to love you. Now imagine the following: you have a friend, and he needs money, he needs a loan. So you know, and he goes over and tells him, "No, I think Reuben's a wealthy guy. Go to Reuben." This guy's not going to absorb. And it's asking for a loan. Yeah, it's Germany. He has a lot of money.
We're saying,
you need a loan. You have a friend who needs a loan. So now, someone comes to Reuben and asks him for a loan. Reuben said, "I can't give you a loan." I can't. Now, what happens? This guy goes around talking about it. I know Reuben has a lot of money, and he doesn't want to give me a loan. That's Lashon Hara. Even though he might, it's not like the worst thing to say, he doesn't want to give me a loan. It's not saying something terrible, it's not saying like he's out of Averus. But if I say Reuben has money, he doesn't want to give me a loan, that's Lashon Hara.
Say what?
Let's say not this Reuben. It's not a guy, done. Right? I have a friend, the friend says he needs $1,000, he needs to pay rent today, he needs $1,000. So I go to Mr. Dunn. Go to Mr. Don Cohen, and he's a rich guy, he'll lend you money. He goes to Mr. Cohen, and Mr. Cohen says, "I'm sorry, I'm not lending you money." But my friend has to go tell everybody Mr. Cohen doesn't lend money, is Lashon Hara. Huh?
Isn't Lashon Hara to tell people where you got your money, your loan?
That's also, he said, he should also, right. But I said, also, he should have told him, because then everybody didn't go to him. But here we're talking about, even here, the guy who wanted to borrow money, he'd go around and say, "You know what? I went to so and so, he didn't want to lend me money. He's a miser. He didn't want to even lend me money." Right? That's Lashon Hara. Right?
They let a lie if someone asks you the personal questions. We're comfortable telling
them
I'd rather not answer. Then it would make it
uncomfortable. For sure, you could say I'd rather not answer. Not answer. It's not a lot for sure.
Yeah, then. But then it kind of like,
it's awkward.
How's
the RP case?
Can I ask you how much you pay? I personally don't know what I'm telling. But he asked. I don't have to tell anything, but if I have to say something, then whatever.
No, there are a few things in Quran that you're allowed to love. That's not what's important. I don't know. Let's
try.
Especially the Quran. Sometimes, like, when it's another other guy's business, I don't know.
Right,
yeah, help him, you know. Fine. So we say like this: telling others that a person's refusal to extend the loan is lashon hara. Even when you witness the wrongdoing, even if you're proposed to telling others, it's a protest. You want to protest against this guy. Say, you know what, this guy, I want to make him a father, I want him to start lending money. But if you people say, this guy doesn't want money, we have to do something about this, he's the richest guy in the neighborhood, and we need money, and he doesn't want to lend us money, that's lashon hara. You just to tell, even if it's just because you want to fix his wagon, doesn't matter. It's still going to be lashon hara. Especially, you know, sometimes when someone would refuse a loan, why are they telling everybody else they didn't get a loan? Because they're upset at it. Mr. Cohen has millions of dollars, and he can't even lend me $1,000. Why are you telling everybody about it? Not because they should teach him to change his ways. You do it just for lashon hara, to get back at it, to get even. Fun? Go to just doing it to get even. And also, so therefore the negative person is also, if the respective borrower is in his heart to get even, he tells others what happened, he also transgresses the negative commandment against taking revenge of anger and grudge. The case of a loan request which was refused is used just as an example of involving the person's fault of another lachaber. Meaning, to tell over anything that a person does wrong in between man and man, is also, we spoke earlier, then slash started to speak about what someone does wrong between man and Hashem. Say, this guy doesn't daven every day. This guy does this. This guy does not theirs. That's not saying not only even to say that a certain person does something wrong in the mitzvahs which are between man and man is also lashon hara. Say, this guy doesn't give enough tzedakah, this guy doesn't do chatzah, this guy doesn't help his wife enough. It's all lashon hara. This guy, you know, he just never does the dishes, he never takes the garbage. That's all lashon hara. Even if it's between man and man, he says to be a negative as to anybody else, that he doesn't do one of his obligations. Lashon hara. Right. Depends what you want to say. You want to say
yeah,
never. What would you want to say? He never takes out the garbage.
No, it's also
lashon hara. She's it's also lashon hara.
Yeah.
She tells who? Not she tells her husband. Who's she talking to? Her friends? Oh, she's talking to you. Now our vice box, we're already holding on Yud Abed Beis 10b. We're already in the middle of the page, we're moving right along. But by the end of the next week, we're going to have a Mishnah on Yud Aleph on Amud Beis. Hopefully, we want to get to the next Mishnah, we want to try to push the next Mishnah before the break.
When's the break?
I have no idea. They don't need to know. Just so eventually. It's coming up soon. We have at least till the end of next week. We'll see after that. At least till Tisha B'Av. After that, we'll see. In the next week. We need to meet afterwards. Plus, let's try to push over here. Today's Thursday. We're home next week. Hashem's helping us first. We're going to try to get stuff. Good. Fine. We're holding now 6 lines from the wide lines. Go through the wide lines, count 6 lines down. Got 6 lines of Amar Rav Huna? Yeah? Amar Rav Huna. Ruteach Shagal Ayamikla. Let's say you have a story like this. A Ruteach, the murderer, he's exiled to Ayamikla. Umatza Goyal Hadam. Now, obviously, the Goyal Hadam family not in the Ayamikla. The avenger of blood found him on the way. Rashi says he was on the way the first time. He didn't get there yet. And then he killed the murderer. Potter, he's Potter. Which means, when is the main mitzvah for the Goel Adam? When is the Avenger of Blood, you know, mitzvah where he's allowed to kill the murderer? That like we're going to say this, the Gemara is going to talk about it soon. What happens is, what happens first? First, the guy kills somebody, Mishag. He's going down the ladder, he falls on somebody, he kills them. First thing he does, you tell him, run to the Ari Mikra. Run for your life. Now, on that time, the Goladam can't yet kill him. What happens? Then we tell him, come back to be judged. I'm going to come back and be judged. Right? We judge him in court. Let's say we see it was my mistake. Then we send him back to the Ari Mikra. Right? So on that trip from the best and back to the Ari Mikra, that's where the Avenger Bug could try to kill him. Or if he ever steps out of the safety veil. Right?
You said Rashi clarified the fact that he was going, just going there.
Now, this Gemara is talking about he's going there initially. We have a Mishnah.
Why would Rashi say that he's
going there? So that's the Machlagz. It's Machlagz of Iran if you put. The Gemara is talking about. Really, the time he's supposed to be killed, trying to kill him, the way we understand, the simple way. I mean, the pasuk is after the Besen. After the Besen says you got to go to Ari Mikla, I think you better run out of there. He's like, open the letter man first, Besen. Hold maybe a whole other guy there for 10 seconds. I don't know what they do. They make sure he gets out first. He gets to the door first. Till he runs to, and this guy runs. They send him to the Chachamim. Run with him till he gets to Ari Mikla.
Right, that's what I thought.
Right.
So he's protected.
He's not really protected. They send him to the Chachamim and say to convince the other person the not to kill him. Is that really protected?
That's what it says. He has to represent himself too.
He wants you to kill him.
Why shouldn't two different things? Once the judge say he is a mitlach, but when the Kohen Adam committed.
No, can I tell you what? Well, that would only kill a person.
They made the wrong.
Who made it wrong?
Who
made it wrong? The judge.
The dean.
Never assume. We always
because they say he's Miklat. But now he's Miklat. And if Kohen Adam kill him.
Okay.
Fine.
What
he said.
Fine. That's halacha. Halacha is that you can kill him. That's halacha. Fine. Yes.
So the agents of the court can't protect him?
They're not protecting him.
I mean, physically protect him.
They're not physically protecting him. That's not what they're there for. They're there to talk him out of it. They send two rats to talk
him.
Talk
him. What are you, like a muscle man here?
Yeah, two men to come, yes.
They probably can't.
The guys are like a vitamin D that has to separate.
And later they'll talk about what they were doing. It's not going to help. We don't care. Even if they do a stroke, why does it say it doesn't help them? It's not a stroke. He didn't allow to kill. What's that stroke usually? A stroke is your warning, says you're not allowed to kill. He's allowed to kill. So, okay. We're going to say, so when does the bloodthirsty guy, whatever he's called, this blood guy, the Gola Adam, when is he last killed? He says that it's only after the best. Now, what happens if he's on the way to court? Whatever, the guy fell down a ladder, he fell onto somebody, some guy, they're at a hotel on vacation, and one guy falls on Mr. on somebody. I mean, on a beach chair, he's going up the steps, he fell off the steps onto the guy in the beach chair, he killed him. Now, this guy's sitting on the next beach chair, he was relaxing, and now he jumps up and he starts chasing him. And then he goes and he kills the person. It comes out that it was really by mistake, it was on the way down. Was he allowed to kill? Is he considered a murderer? Or was he allowed to kill the murderer? I mean, the Avenger of Blood now, that killed right away. On the first time, Mr. Reuven falls down the ladder, kills Shimon. Right? Now Shimon's brother immediately, he's very quick. He pulls out his cane, I think, and starts chasing Shimon. He starts chasing Reuven and he kills him. What's that lach? That's it, that's the thing. What's that lach? Was he allowed to kill? He's not supposed to kill him, then it's evil. I think, why is that he's potter? He's potter? Why? Because he understands, or Rukuna understands the pasuk. What does the pasuk say? But why ain't mishpat mavus? Pasuk says, and to him, there is no rule of death. He understands who's that pasuk referring to. It's referring to a Goyal Adam, who tachzit. It was written on the Goyal Adam. Meaning, when you read that pasuk, it says he is not liable of death. He is not to be judged as. We're not sure who is going. Is it going on the killer, the original murderer? Or is it going on the Redeemer of Blood? So you read the pasuk, it's not so clear who it's going on. Mm-hmm. So if you have a fancy Gemara, you can see on the side of the Gemara pasuk.
But it says the
Gol Hadam.
It says it's not liable for death penalty. Gol Hadam. That's what the Gemara says.
No. The Gemara is explaining that the Gol Hadam. Looks like the Gemara is saying right now. The Gemara right now wants to understand it's going on the Gol Hadam. The Gemara in a second from now to bring a different opinion that it's not going to Gol Hadam. It's going on the murderer himself. So let's just look at the puzzle for a minute. You're right now. The Gemara says it's going on the Gol Hadam. I'm just giving introduction to the next step of the Gemara. He's going to say it could be going on the murder. Let's see inside the pasuk on test. By pasuk test, the fancy Gemara is on the side of the Gemara. What does it say? Pen yirdav goel adav achor yitzach. Maybe the goel adav will chase the ritzach. Yecham lavoi, when it's hard, when his heart gets hot. The seeker is going to reach him. The goel adav is going to reach the murderer. Kiyir badav, it's such a long road. The guy's it's such a long way. The goel adav is going to end up, the guy's going to be out of breath. He can't run anymore. And the avenger of blood is going to reach him and kill him. The Yikon is going to kill his soul. The Lord to him, a mishpat mavis. There's no judgment of death. He didn't hate. So who is the public saying he doesn't have a judgment of death? Is it referring to the Ritzach, the murderer? Or is it referring to the avenger of blood? So right now, Rav Huna wants to learn. It's going to the avenger of blood. It's saying if the avenger of blood catches up to him, to the murderer, and he kills him, he has no judgment of death. Who's he? Here's the story. The murderer is running for his life, and the avenger of blood catches up to him. He does not have a judgment of death. What does that mean? Who's that going on? You could say it's going on the goel adav. The avenger of blood is not responsible, is not liable to death, because he was allowed to kill him. Or the first time he ran, he killed him just now. He just killed. The guy fell down the ladder, he killed him. The avenger of blood goes right away, instantly chases him. The guy loses his breath after 5 minutes. He slices his head off. Now the positive of light image about money. He didn't have a judgment of death. Who are we referring to? So you could say it's going on the avenger of blood. He went and he killed the other guy. It's okay because he doesn't have a judgment of death on him because he was allowed. So that means he's potter. The goel adav goes and kills the guy immediately. He's good. He's good to go. That's one shot.
What is Rashi saying, if anything?
What he was right. Let's just see the Gemara's two shot. Amar Rav Huna. Rotzeach shegalo le'ir miklat. So let's see again. Inside. He has 6 lines. Amar Rav Huna. Rotzeach or Rotzeach, the murderer. Shegalo, he was going to exile le'ir miklat.
We're talking about both.
We're going to say two. Right now, good. Right now, I'm talking about this one. Umatzu goel adav. The goel adav finds him. The avenger of him. For Hargo, and he kills him. Potter, he's Potter. It's okay. Even though usually the killing ceremony should take place after the best of the court. Even though, but right, even though he killed him right away, he's Potter. Because he, Rav Huna, understands that when the Pasuk says the word v'light, to him, ein mishpat mavet, there's no judgment of death. The goel adav, who was written on the goel adav, the avenger of blood, that even if he kills right away, even before the judgment, he does not, we don't judge him, he's off the hook. Good? That's the shot of Rav Huna.
Yes,
have it to you today in the morning, someone killed your relative?
I clean
the stairs,
so
yeah.
Today I did it at a different time. I won't start. I start. When the room comes outside, it's not a good time to start. I clean downstairs. And I say, why? Because they come people with treatments to come to my place. So when the stairs wet, they can cut it. I said, it's like the stop.
You don't want to go to Arabic class?
No, it's
not.
What?
Because
it's like
Carb Lamezes. Someone's
not perfect.
Right, they warned you. Yeah. So let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. We hear Goel Adam. Umatzu Goel Adam. So Rashi said very carefully, Umatzu Goel Adam. The Goel Adam found you. For that bodily chassid, you are on the way there. First, that's Rashi's opinion. Rashi says you are on the way there, and if you look at the Bach as a whole pshat, Rashi knows that. Because the Bach says, if you look at Bach, the Bach, whenever the Beis, Rashi Beis, in parentheses, or any letter, it starts from Aleph Beis, he wants the Gaisa Bach. So if you look at the Gaisa Bach, what did he say about the Beis? The Beis in parentheses, probably on the left side of your Gemara, in fancy Gemara's. Right, it says it's like the second thing, almost the leftist, most thing on the left. That it says called Hagayis Habach. Kachana Hagayis Habach. Find Hagayis Habach looked by Beis. He says, right, what? No, Rashi Dibur Masa.
Oh, Dibur
Masa. Rashi Dibur Masa, which means the word that starts with the Dibur, like his words, Hamasa starts Umasa. What does he say? She quotes Rashi, says, Gol Hadam. We're referring to now the Gol Hadam. But there, Chalichasa, he killed the other person on the way, the Ritzecha was on the way to the Armikot. Nun Bezin is Nira Be'inai, it seems to be Koimar, meaning to say. The Ilu, because if Kvar Halei Be'er Miklot, if he was already in the Eir Miklot, the Yatzot Chot Zotchum, and he stepped out of the Tchum, Umatsu, and he found him, where the Gol Hadam found him, Hargman killed him, Plumzit Tanai, it's Machogis Tanai, but Kamar, but Masisim, the Mishnah, Dafi Dafi Beiz, the Gemara, Dafi Beiz, and Al, saying, Rashi's on the, he's saying, how did Rashi know here referring to a case where he was on his way? It wasn't just like because the guy stepped out of bounds. Say, because now we're dealing with Machlokes Amiraim, what the halacha is, right? The Gemara on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Alpha and Beis, on Yud Alpha and Beis, Yud Beis and Alek, are going to talk about this Machlokes Tainaim over there, like Rabbi Yosef already learned, if when the guy steps out of bounds. Right. That case is different. That case is already, he already got judged, he has to be in the Aramek court, and he stepped out of bounds. Then he already is Machlokes Tainaim. So what's our Machlokes Amiraim? So Rashi's bothered by it. So it's the Tanaim already, who are earlier and greater, already argued in the next Mishnah. So why the Amiraim were later argue over here? It must be, that's about a different case. It must be that they're referring to a case, we're not about the case where the guy happened to be in our Miklat already and stepped out of bounds. We're talking about a case he never got there, he never got sentenced to our Miklat, he's just on his way the first time, just to be safe. Better safe than sorry, just to run there for the first time. That's how Rashi knows that that's what they're referring to. That's the boxes. So we left the box today. What do you do today? I left the box. Right.
What's his name?
Bach. I guess the Bach. No, I don't know what his name is. Bach says the Ba'is Chadash, but it's because his name is Ba'is Chadash. I don't know his real name. Check up with his real name. The Bach says, for, probably in the beginning of the Bach, it tells you, look in the beginning of the morning, tells you exactly who he is.
It's not important
for now. Right, yeah, look up with the Bach. It's important to know that Rashi HaKadash. Oh. You should know
Sunday
is Rashi's yard site. They make a big party yeshiva every year. Sunday, I don't know if it's going to be shir. Last year they made a party at 12 o'clock. I don't know.
Right.
No, there's going to be shir Sunday. This coming Sunday is we in Zvil.
11 o'clock.
What time?
11 o'clock. I was
there. 11. Fine. I don't know if it's going to be shir.
Yeah,
the big meal for Rashi. Rabbi Shua Cohen comes. He speaks about Rashi every year. Mom's amazing. He speaks of Rashi. Comes all about Rashi. It's Rashi's yard site. I don't think so. Not on Sunday. Maybe we'll do earlier. Maybe we'll do earlier this year. Maybe we'll start earlier because we have to run on a tight schedule. Maybe we'll start Sunday, 10th. It doesn't really start 11.
We're going to do it for Christmas
time, not sure. So we'll do half and half. Because I'll tell you what, these things don't start at 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock is like
Kutchel
Chesed time. Maybe we'll do it half hour, half hour. I don't know. Whatever everybody wants.
Really, you just check for sure and see when you get there. That's
not. Yeah,
you know when to go.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's
Chushul Chazat
time.
But we start at 10, right after Reuben Levy's class?
I don't know if we should start then. We'll see. I guess we'll see on the plate by ASU. Because maybe for now, we should say 10:30. 10:30, possibly. Half an hour. 10:30 is Sunday, Chanan. 10:30 is Sunday. Don't be late. 10:30 to lunch. So everybody, you're going to start learning at 10 o'clock, right, with your take your chavrusas, and you think, fine. Fine. So let's go. Let's do that. Fine. That's the Gemara. So he says, that who's referring to? The receiver of blood. That's the first shot. So what's our story here? Reuven is at a hotel, and Shimon is relaxing on his beach chair, right? Reuven is climbing up the steps, falls over. Sorry, he's coming down the steps. Then he slips and falls right onto Shimon on a beach chair at the bottom of the staircase. He falls over the staircase, and he was like, you know, he's busy looking around. Falls over, he falls right off the ship. But maybe Shimon is looking so much at the beach. And he kills Shimon. Immediately, Shimon's brothers, also on the beach chair near him, they thought they were on vacation. It's a pretty short vacation. And then, he goes, and Shimon and his Shimon's brother goes starts chasing Reuven. Reuven's like in his beach sandals, he can't really run. So he catches up to him very fast, and he kills Reuven. Now, is that what's supposed to happen, or is that good, or is it not so good? Tomorrow later is going to talk about if the Gol Hadam, once the guy was already officially best and stamped in, he's got to go to a mikvah, he stepped out of bounds. Then why is the question if it's a mitzvah to kill him or you're allowed to kill him? The question over here was Shimon's brother allowed to kill Reuben at this point in history? But we didn't really know, it was best they never decided that this was a shogeg and they never went through the whole case yet or not. So come to everyone and says, yes, he is. Read the pasuk. The pasuk says, on the Gol Hadam, under, there's no judgment of death. And right away, immediately, you're free to go. You have the right, you have a license from Bestin to go kill that guy immediately. That's Rav Huna, because he says, read the pasuk. Says the law to him, there's no judgment. The law in Mishpat, he's not in no judgment of death. Meaning he has the right to kill somebody. He has the liberty to kill somebody. And that's all. Even immediately, we never went to Bestin, it's okay. That's Rav Huna says. Good Rav Huna? Even at stage one of the story, immediately 2 minutes after he kills, that's all. Good? Gual Adam can kill, even according to Rav Huna, even right away. Even before we came to Bestin and stood the whole case, he's allowed to kill him. He's a father, he's allowed. Because that's how you say the father. The father says he has no judgment of death, meaning right away. If he kills somebody, he's not liable of death. If the avenger of blood kills, he's good to go. That's Rav Huna's shot. Good? What's the problem? In the issue, they said that we don't like that so much. We're saying we have a brisa that sounds like they'd argue something. Right? Who's Rav Huna? Rav Huna is the Amara. Amara came first. Who's first is Tanaim? Nachon? They wrote the Mishnayos. They're Tana. The Gemara is Amara. Right? So now Mishnayos and brisas are all Tanaim. Right? They're for a period like 500 years. They came to Amara. We're the next. Now Amara can't argue on Tanaim. Like a second pair, you can't argue on a Tana. Correct? So a lot of them, whatever the Gemara, Tana says something. Gemara said, what do you mean? We have a Mishnah or a Braisa from a Tana who's stronger than you who argues on it. They say that's the Gemara's work. So, what's Braisa? Mishnayos, originally everything was like a Braisa. Right? Now, whatever Yehuda Nasi decides is important that we should pass the halacha for, it's important to know, he put it in Mishnayos. Those were what became Mishnayos. Everything else, same brisa. So a lot of the Gemara brings brisa, even though they're not in our Mishnah, but they're still a form. Still. So now, Rav Huna is telling us that immediately after Ruben kills Shimon, the Gual Adam can come and kill him. That's what he told us. Now, it means we have a brisa that argues, and you're a Amari, you're a second generation. You can't argue in a Tana who's a first generation. So we have a brisa who's a Tana that argues against you. Right? So if bigger rabbis go against you, you can't say anything. That's how it works.
Isn't there like one person that was in between?
Yeah, Rav. Yeah. Rav Tanufal. Rav is his mom's in between, so he could. He sometimes he argues with Tanan, he could argue with Tanan and Amara. So he argues with both. Yes, Rav Tanufal. He's a Tanan and he also argues on Amara. He's in both. He played two sides of the fence. He was like in the middle. He's at the turn of history.
It's important to bring him up.
So let's see. So that's what we're talking about. Rav Huna. So Rav Huna, who's Amar, said, but what's the more question? Maisa means we learned that a Braisa not like you. The Braisa says exactly not like you. What does the Braisa say? When the Torah says V'loy Ein Mishpat Mavis, and to him there's no judgment of death. Who's that talking about? Ritzayach Hakas Medaver. It's going on the Ritzayach on the murderer. Now what's the positive? Somebody's not telling me that the Avenger of Blood has no judgment of death, he could kill right away. It's referring to the murderer. The murderer has no judgment of death, which means you're not allowed to kill him. It's very tricky. Who has no judgment of death? Is it going on the Redeemer of Blood? So you have no judgment of death if you kill somebody, so you could kill the murderer. Or no. We're saying the murderer has no judgment of death right now, so you're not allowed to kill the murderer yet. Yes, it could go both ways. So Rav Huna said it's going on the other guy, the blood guy, the Gual Adam, right, the Redeemer of Blood. He has no judgment of death. He has a license that says you're allowed to kill the murder. The Braisa says nothing. The Braisa says that it's going on the Levishad, but it's going on the murderer. That the murderer, he doesn't deserve to die. So now the Gemara asks like this. The line of the Gemara speaks like this. Ata Omar, you're going to say to me, Rotzeach, the pasuk is going on the murder. The murderer does not have to die. Or Eina Elo Gual Adam. Or maybe you're referring to the Redeemer of Blood, that he does not get. So Kishu, over when the pasuk says, Vuhu Lo Sarnei Lo Mitmal Shoshon, he did not hate him from yesterday or from the day before. Have a Omar Rotzeach Agas Medaber. It must mean that we're talking about the Rotzeach. Mean like this. It sounds like if you read the flow, the Gemara wants to say now it's going on the murderer. What does the murderer say? What does the pasuk say? Let's say the Gual Adam runs after the Ritzeach. And it says, the Ritzeach does not deserve to die. Why? Because he didn't hate him from yesterday or from the day before. What are we trying to explain? We're trying to explain now. He's saying the Pasuk is trying to tell you why the Ritzeach is not chayin to die. What are we trying to say? We're trying to say like this. If the God, the Redeemer of blood, who catches up to him, he could kill him. But if not, he is not liable to death. Why? Because he did it by mistake. So now they want us to say that when the Pasuk says he does not have judgment, says, look at the rest of the Pasuk. What does it say? He does not have judgment to death. Because he didn't hate him from the yesterday or the day before. Who didn't hate him? The murderer didn't hate the victim. So that is the whole Pasuk is referring to the murderer, which means the murderer doesn't have a judgment of death because he didn't hate the victim from yesterday for the day before. So they say, we think that this Pasuk is referring to the murderer, not the Redeemer of blood. That's what the Bryson says. Got it, Rebbe? Should I force labor of Sean? Should I take your cloth away? Should I just take it away? Do it to the Arabs.
What? This is Elgar giving a shirt.
Elgar's giving a shirt, yeah. We still have some time to relax. There's some time to enjoy the Gemara. Enjoy Hashem's Torah. So again, if you read the Pasuk inside, what does the Pasuk say? He does not have a judgment of death. Why? Because he did not hate him from yesterday or from the day before. So who's that talking about? It would flow, talking about the murderer. The murderer, right, the murderer doesn't have a judgment of death because he didn't hate the victim from yesterday or the day before. Meaning, before it was a mistake and it wasn't planned. Therefore, it doesn't have to die. But the Bryce has seen that the words he doesn't have a judgment of death is referring to the murderer. Rafuna wanted to say, when it says these words, it's referring to the Kol Adam, referring to the Avenger of Blood. And since the Avenger of Blood does not have a judgment of death, because he's allowed to kill the murderer. But the Bryce is telling it not like that. The Bryce says, it's referring to the Kol Adam. So where is it, you're right? This price is, for this price, you're correct. That it's referring to the Golatam. But there's another price that goes like Rav Huna. Who the Amar Kehai Tana? Rav Huna had to fit with the Tana. Saying a Tana goes against. So we're saying a Tana goes against. Right? So a Tana goes against Amora. Amora, be a Gargu Tana. If you're Amora, you're second generation. You argue with Tana? No. We're saying he's not arguing with Tana because we have another Tana who sides with Rav Huna. So you brought me a Tana who goes against Rav Huna. Doesn't matter. I have a Tana who sides with him. Who? We're going to bring a new Braisa. Who don't care? He says like this Tana. The Tana we learned to the Braisa. To light Eid Mishpat Mah. That he does not have a judgment of death. The Gol HaDama Kasam Adaber. It's referring to the Avenger of Blood. So the Gemara goes through the steps. Ata Omer, are you going to tell me the Gol HaDama Kasam Adaber that the Pasuk is referring to the Redeemer of Blood? Or is it referring to the murderer? So Kishu, or one that says he lies on who lamit while shul shayim that he didn't hate him from yesterday, the day before. However, Ritzeach Omer, so we already spoke about the Ritzeach. Hamani Mekayim, how do I fulfill the Pasuk of a light in Mishpat Malchus that to him there's no judgment of death? So that Begol Hadam Akasim Adara. That must be referring to the Goyal. That must be referring to the Goyal Hadam. Meaning like this. He's saying a difference. He's saying, if you already told me, and you already told me that the end of the Pasuk is referring to the Ritzeach, the last words in the Pasuk of he didn't hate him is going on the Ritzeach, on the murder. So it must be that the other words before that is talking about the Goyal Hadam, the Redeemer of Blood. That's what this other Bryce wants to say. So let's try to see Rashi here. Rashi, the Gol Hadam comes, right? We have Machlokes in our Gemara. When it says the words, he does not have a judgment of death, it's referring to the Redeemer of Blood. And he's allowed to kill the Ritzeach. Or is it going on the murderer? The murderer has no judgment of death, therefore he can go to Arimikla, he doesn't get killed. So, what was the first thing? First, Rapuna wanted to say, it's called on the girl Adam. What does Rashi say? The girl Adam, a custom Adam. But I think I didn't mean to say, Ten, you're the girl Adam. Maybe the girl Adam will chase Acharei Haritzeh after the murder. He seek her and he'll reach him. He come after she'll kill him. The way is here, I'm investing. And the girl Adam does not have to be afraid from Besti. Because to him, Amish Bamba, there's no judgment of death. Now, the Sayyidina Mikra, the end of the Pasuk, Ha'amar, when it said, Kiloy Sayyidina Humukar, Musa al-Rashid is going back on the beginning of the Pasuk. At the beginning of the Pasuk, said, Perdida Kol Adam. It may be the Kol Adam is going to run after him. And the Amar al-Khan, tell you from beforehand, L'Hachalay Adam, to prepare for him the road, make sure the roads are paved for the Kol Adam. Kiloy Sayyidina Haya, Kiloy Hargum Adas, because he didn't hate him, and he didn't kill Adas. What did we bring from the Bryce? So we said, no. The Pasuk is about the murder of Hachikamar. Pen, you're the Fihisiga Vekan. Maybe he'll run after him, he'll reach him, and he'll hit him. He's not fit to die. He did not hate him. He didn't kill him. So I raised the Omershe, in Lamish Pasbavis. Play talk to Mishlamish Pasbavis. So it must be the Pasuk going on the girl Adam. We'll go over here, but we'll try to go for this piece tomorrow on Sunday. Zuntik, you can find Zuntik.